Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February 11th. The grains closed higher, with March corn closing up 9.25 cents at 6.51, March wheat up 26.25 cents at 7.97¾, and March beans up 8¾ cents at 15.83. Wild day here in the grains. We opened up higher, moved higher, and then between 9:30 and 10:30, we started to sell off. Beans traded lower on the day. Corn traded lower on the day. The wheat never traded lower on the day, but well off the highs. And then at 12:30, the fireworks hit. Everything rallied big. The wheat rallied as much as 25 cents off its, more than that, 35 cents off its lows. The corn rallied 17 off the lows. The beans rallied the better part of 30 off their lows. So it was a wild day. Here's what I think happened. The grains were under some pressure early. There wasn't really much going on. Putin hadn't made any invasion moves yet. And the market just seemed kind of lackluster after yesterday's sell-off. And then I think around 12:30, when the buying started, I think somebody found out that the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, was going on TV to make some comments about Ukraine. I think everybody assumed that he was going to say the invasion had started. What he said was the same thing they've been saying. The invasion is imminent. He reaffirmed what President Biden said yesterday, that all Americans should be leaving because it's imminent. He did say that the Olympics won't stop Putin from moving in. And I agree with that. I think that's why Putin was in China, to get Xi's blessing to move during the Olympics. And that rallied the market big. But when the actual statements came out and he didn't say they invaded, the corn broke about 7 off the highs, wheat broke 9 off the highs, the beans broke 10 off the highs. So we saw crude oil go from $4.50 a barrel higher to only $3.20 higher as where it closed. The Dow Jones was down better part of 550 points. It's now down 411 points. So I think all this has to do with, is Putin going in or isn't he going in? My guess, if he goes in, he's going to do it this weekend. He's going to do it on a weekend because most news sources and most news outlets don't have full staffs on the weekend. And I think he would know nothing better to do than to do it on the American Super Bowl. And, all Americans this weekend are going to be focused on the Super Bowl and not on Ukraine. And I think it kind of mutes the effect if he goes in on or before the Super Bowl. So, who knows? Maybe he'll go in right in the middle of the Super Bowl and they'll have special programming and everybody will hit the roof. But, it's hard to say what Putin's going to do. Now, it isn't beyond Putin's mentality to make sure everything looks like there's an invasion imminent. They run up the crude oil like they did today, $4.50 a barrel. It got up to $94.66, and then him sell something up here and not invade. He may have sold wheat near the highs and not invade. So, all he has to do is take 5 steps back from the borders and people will get, very chilled about what he's actually going to do. If it looks like he's blinked and he's not going to go in. But, all indication are that he is going to go in, but we'll have to see. So I think that's what happened in here. Pretty wild day. I think China's done with the buying for the time being. If Putin does go into Ukraine, I think soon after the Olympics, China will go into Taiwan. I don't think America wants a war on two fronts, and I think Xi could actually waltz right in with minimal resistance, and I don't think that'll be good for the grain markets. So if Putin goes in, grain markets rally. If President Xi goes into Taiwan, I think everything breaks again. So we'll have to see what the disposition is. It's going to be a long weekend. with the Super Bowl and everything else. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.